Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's welcome the man behind the curtain this morning of Faster Horses, Brian O'Connell. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful, sitting here in beautiful Nashville's BNA Airport looking at the famous carpet.
And whose voice are you hearing over the PA speaker and doing the announcements this morning?
You know what? They haven't had one yet. Oh, okay. I usually crack up when I hear it. I'm like, oh, God, I can just see one of the artists sitting in a
room
booth going,
or crying.
This is Dierks Bentley, and while you're waiting for your delayed flight, listen to Ryzen. Don't you guys wish that they could actually say stuff like that instead of just doing it?
Make the world a lot more fun, wouldn't it, Brian?
It would crack me up. I'd be like, anyway, we're off topic.
When we hear from you this time of the year, we get excited because we know that summer will be here before we know it, and we get down to business with Faster Horses, and you've got the lineup for us this morning.
Well, we have the lineup this morning for you guys, and a healthy respect for you guys getting up this early every day. Woo!
Well, you know, if Live Nation has some jobs for us, we'll walk out of this station right now, Brian.
I see. I tell you what, I don't know what we'd do with you, dude.
I could give you a few suggestions.
Yeah, there's too many things that I've seen, including that flight attendant's costume that I cannot get out of my brain.
Brian, I would love to drive your bus.
I don't want to ride on it, then.
Yeah, it's called a liability. So, Brian, who is coming this year?
This year, we have an amazing lineup. Obviously, we listen to the fans, and we pay attention to what they want. And I think that top to bottom, we have the best lineup we've ever had. Started off with a guy by the name of Jason Aldean, another guy by the name of Thomas Rhett, and another brand-new guy that some people may have heard of. His name is Luke Combs.
Oh, he's on fire. On fire.
Those are your headliners for the 2020 8th edition of Faster Horses.
And Luke Combs is going to be on SNL next weekend, too.
Yeah, we just saw that. I'm going to take full credit for it. No, I'm just kidding. I saw that. That is so great for him. It's so great that country music is getting recognized and having opportunities like that. Thomas did it, you know, a little bit ago. I think it was last season. Now we got Luke Combs doing it. It's great for everybody. And then along with the three headliners, obviously, the rest of the bill is just as important to me. You guys know that. You know that I'm watching just about every show. John Party, Kelsey Ballerini, Tracy Lawrence, A Blast from the Past, Chris Lane, Russell Dickerson, Mitchell Tenpenny, Riley Green, Hardy, Carly Pierce, Jimmy Allen, David Lee Murphy, Ingrid Andress, Gone West, with obviously Colby Calais in the band. And, of course, we could not have Faster Horses without my buddy BJ Silver.
BJ Silver.
So that is the main stage lineup.
Was that all?
The 8th edition. That's the main stage.
But you know what I love about you, Brian, with Faster Horses? Every year you do different things and you try to outdo yourself and make it better. What are you doing this year?
Well, what we really focused on, we did three things that we really wanted to focus on. And I'll start with, we have three brand new camping areas that some of our fans are getting more and more sophisticated. And they wanted to get closer to the, obviously, to the entrances of the festival.
Yeah.
And they like powered campsites. So we've, along with Michigan International Speedway, we've opened three brand new ones. One of them immediately outside the West Gate of the festival, which is where we had an activation for a couple of years, but it's incredibly called Westgate. So we did a lot of thinking about that one. So the Westgate campgrounds, the High Banks campgrounds, and then a Turn 3 campground, which is kind of over as you would go into the infield, it's off to the right. So they're real close in, they're powered campsites. We heard everybody talking about how they want more powered campsites, and we delivered that. And then on top of it, I think you guys have always seen what we're doing with our tack room and our VIP. We have completely reimagined the VIP I think you guys should have a kind of a rendering of what we're building. We're building essentially a little stadium package that is going to be in the same place, but with fixed seats, two levels, cabanas on top, completely reimagining the VIP experience as we continue to grow Faster Horses.
Nice.
Well, Chuck told me last year we had VIP, and we ended up sleeping in his car, so...
Well, I'm not sure you should listen to Chuck.
It was more P and less VI.
And Grunwald, you know, with you, you can't, I mean, people will tell you anything and you'll do it.
Yes, I will.
You know, look, you guys are such a great partner. You know, there's a reason that we're the reigning ACM Festival of the Year, and it's because of people like you. You guys have been so welcoming, and you guys have done such a great job getting the word out to the great country music fans in Detroit. And I tell you what, you guys, anything you need, you know that.
Brian, thank you so much. The man behind the curtain this morning, BOC, from Live Nation. Please have a safe traveling day today, Brian, and we'll see you soon.
We'll do it. Thanks, guys.